time is 1:38 Central Daylight Time, but in Dickinson, it's 12:38, and I kept him working over the noon hour, and for that I apologize to the NDSU Extension Stark Billings County, Kurt Froelich. Hello, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Mick, and you did give me enough time where we were able to get a lunch put together.
You did manage to swallow that sandwich and a few other things, huh?
You bet.
So is it bologna again today, or what'd you have?
I don't remember. Just cold sandwich, something that just met the appetite today.
Okay, well, yeah, non-memorable. Maybe that is the best kind of lunch to have, is non-memorable.
Yeah, today was non-memorable.
Okay. All right. Well, we are in drought mode. Now, here in the east, we got some rain overnight. We're probably going to get some more rain, but you missed out on all of that today, Kurt.
Well, we did get some rain last night, early this morning, but not a lot. Reports that I've heard here anywhere from 24 hundredths to a half an inch. Last week, this past Friday night, we were having 16 hundredths, and I did hear towards the eastern side of the county over into the Hebron country, kind of close to an inch mark.
Oh, wow.
But there was some areas, too, along Friday night that Mother Nature gave us some white stuff that came down and did considerable damage. And there are some reports of some trees that are pretty well completely shredded. Whatever was growing there is pretty well mowed down to nothing. So we've had that, but by and large, we need buckets and buckets and buckets of water.
So Richardton to Hebron, they did have hail damage last, early.
That's what I've been hearing. I heard that there was some hail damage and there was some kind of a streak there. I have not found out how wide of a streak that went and for how long it went. But on the eastern side of the county, Stark County, there has been some hail and might have even touched into the western side of Morton County.
Heavenly days. All right. Well, it is June. It's that time of year, and we might see that happen again later today here. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. But so a half it to one inch of rain. Like you said, do you need many more days of just that kind of rain you had, huh?
We need 3, 4, 5 inches of rain to our hay crop. Mick, it was set long time ago. It's basically zero. Some of our hay ground is, it just didn't materialize. I think we got kind of warm earlier, and then we got some cold weather on top of it, so it really set that hay crop back, and our native ranges back. And then we didn't get the rain on top of it. Our normal April and May, early June moisture type situations, we didn't get it. We had some heat days in there, probably some extreme heat days that we weren't used to. And then throw Mother Nature through the good old wind on it, and whatever was there was getting sucked out real fast. So there's pockets that look a little bit better than some other pockets, but by and large, we need some good rain. If we could get 2-3 day soakers, I don't know if it's going to change. It's not going to change our hay crop. Mm-hmm. That's been set. Our row crop situation, if we can get some good rains for our row crops, they might come through pretty good. Some of the small grains, that yield may have already been determined, and it might not be as what we were looking for.
I think a lot of people are, the analysts anyway, are saying that there is going to be a smaller crop in the Dakotas this year because of the drought, for the row crops especially, but for the wheat, you know, spring wheat and winter wheat, man, it just been too dry.
Yeah, it has, and I do know of some guys that have already... They're looking at their small grain crop as a potential forage for their animals.
Yeah.
Do we put it down and wrap it up into a bale and feed that stuff? You know, what's gonna return dollars on investment here? You know, so they're playing some of those things. We've got guys that are grazing their hay fields, using the cows as the machine to take that first cutting off, hoping we can get some rain, and then their second cutting can come back. and, you know, be a favorable, you know, produce some tonnage that way.
That's a okay idea in the hay field, but probably not in the alfalfa field, though.
Yeah, and you have to manage that stuff kind of carefully. Yeah. You have to manage that stuff. So, you know, the next thing that we're going to run into, you know, as this pattern continues, water quality issues, we've already heard of those things. Some producers have tested some of their dams, their dugouts, their water supplies. The testing is not coming back very positive, so those sources of water are not very readily available to livestock, so they've had to make adjustments. If we start to put some of that small grain down, you know, we're going to have to kind of consider some nitrate potential issues. You know, is there going to be something there? Until we test, we really don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, words of wisdom there. Kurt Freilich, Stark Billings County agent. Now, late last week through the weekend, the KIST livestock auction was in the news for all of the producers who are starting to depopulate or sell some of their cows because of all the things you've talked about, Kurt. Do you see that happening?
Yes. Stockman's Livestock here in Dickinson has had the same thing. I talked to one producer that he changed his bull battery out a little bit, brought in some young bulls, and, you know, took out some of the older ones. And he said he had to sit in line quite a bit to get get unloaded at the sale. And you know, they've been going. They used to be 2 days a week, and then they go down to 1 day. Now we're back to 2 days a week again. And yeah, guys are taking. Their hands are getting forced, whether they like it or not. If there's not enough grass out there, the 4-H supply, they're taking a good hard look at their inventory numbers and, okay, do we have some older cows? Do we have some cows that are open? You know, what's the situation? You know, some of those kind of cattle that aren't on the upper end of their scale, they're calling pretty hard.
Kurt, you're kind of a Western North Dakota fixture. You've been there for a couple of years. Have you seen, you know, other than like in 1988 or 2012, I think was kind of dry for a while, but have you seen a drought kind of with this kind of personality before?
No. Every drought is different, Mick. Every one is different. And you talk to, I guess, those folks that got a few more years of experience than I do, you know, the producers out there, everyone's going to say that they're all different. There's always something unique about each and every one. And you know, what is it? People were saying this year we got hammered with snow early on in December, just like the whole state did. But when that snow left and when she started to melt, everybody was questioning, where is it going? Because it was not running down the road ditches. It wasn't running any place. We didn't see water runoff. We didn't fill up dams. Then we got some warm weather. And then it got cold on us again. And it kind of really hurt us that way. And then on top of that, you throw no rain on top of it. And it's just been in high winds. So everyone's different. Everyone's different.
And this one has really gotten to be intense in a hurry. So
yes, it has.
Yeah.
Yes, it has.
Time to pray for a little rain or more.
Yep.
So. All righty, Kurt Freilich, Stark Billings County Extension. Thank you so much for the report. Anything else to touch on that we missed?
Well, just if you get some rain, if you got extra, send it west. Just keep moving her west. We can use it out here, and I think the whole state can use some. Just help out our agricultural community.
Yeah, they never got that garrison diversion going very well, so maybe we need that. We could send it both ways.
Yeah, might be a few years down the road for that one.
Probably. So, all righty. Well, Kurt, thank you for the visit. Have a good rest of the noon hour out there in Dickinson.
You bet. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye now.